Ever since Imam Khomeini introduced the International Quds Day, people have been holding demonstrations worldwide against the Israeli oppression and the oppressing powers and for a peaceful coexistence between all religions.
It's the last Friday in our holy Ramadan, and we have a responsibility in front of our God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fight against this injustice and to stand up for the people.
Jerusalem stands for the oppressors against the oppressed in the world. It's not only the case of Palestine, which is for sure one of the most important cases in this world, but it stands for all other cases we have, like in now actually in Yemen and Syria and in other regions of the world.
The protesters march through the streets of German capital under the motto, Muslims, Jews, and Christians, hand in hand against Zionism. Parallel to the march, about 250 people demonstrated in support of Israel. Due to the German history, people have difficulties to understand that the International Quds Day is against the Zionistic oppressing powers and not against Judaism.
Some people might say that we are against the Jews, but that's not true. I mean, if you come with us at this demonstration, you see people who are Jews and they are with us at one line and we are going together.
Organizers of the demonstration criticized the German media for not reporting on the large demonstrations which took place around the world, while heavily criticizing the march in Berlin even before it happened.
These marches are evidence of how war and religious fanatism keep permeating our society. Al-Quds Day reminds us that war crimes keep taking place. Beatriz Barragan, Press TV, Berlin.